This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. An estimated 40,000 runners made their way down Broad Street this morning in the annual Independence Blue Cross Broad Street Run from Central High School to the Navy Yard. Runners took off from North Philly at 7 this morning. The quickest of them hit the finish line 10 miles later, just before 8 o'clock. One runner named Justin was running in his first race.
I got a running blade about 6 months ago from Team LaWall. And yeah, so I'm an amputee. This is my first big race, so I'm excited to do it.
Justin says he lost his leg to cancer, but he resolved to do the run on his new running blade. And he says his goal was pretty simple.
Just to finish, but it's my first Broad Street, so I'm excited to just be a part of all of it.
Justin had to catch up with some of the faster runners at the finish line, including the winners, who each took home $3,000 prizes. The winner of the men's race was Joshua Izuski, who finished in just over 46 minutes. Amber Zimmerman won the women's race in 54 minutes. Merck is building a $1 billion facility in Wilmington with the goal of increasing domestic production. It's their first response to threats that they face from pharmaceutical tariffs from the Trump administration and rising costs to import drug ingredients from China. KYW's Matt Coughlin explains.
The new 470,000-square-foot facility in the Chestnut Run Innovation and Science Park will include a research lab, manufacturing plant, and warehouse. In a statement, Merck says it plans further expansions and is hoping to create a pipeline for its products domestically. This comes as the prospect of pharmaceutical tariffs looms over the industry, and supply chain experts say drug prices are likely to jump 12% as China provides a significant percentage of over-the-counter imports. They hope to open the site in 2028. Since 2017 and the creation of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, Merck says it has spent $12 billion on domestic manufacturing and research, with another $9 billion of investment planned in the next 4 years. UK-based GSK, formerly GlaxoSmithKline, has also grown domestic production since 2017, investing $1.3 billion in U.S. manufacturing sites, including an $800 million expansion of their site in Marietta, Pennsylvania, near Hershey. Amgen, Eli Lilly, Benegene, and AstraZeneca have all announced plans for facilities in the U.S. or have construction underway.
Many Americans determined not to skip out on a vacation are turning to more affordable options. KYW's Connor Barkon spoke with AAA for advice for travelers.
Post-pandemic, people didn't want to pass up the opportunity to travel after it had been taken away.
Jana Tidwell with AAA Mid-Atlantic says every summer has been busy with vacationers since the pandemic temporarily eliminated air travel as an option.
It's almost become an expectation for people not to give up that opportunity to travel.
It's much easier to secure a booking at the Jersey Shore than in years past. Ocean City stays range range from $1,000 for a week in mid-July to several thousand for larger and more luxurious homes. Vacationers are expected to pay close attention to their bank accounts this year as new tariff policies take effect, and Tidwell suggests exploring new places.
We live in an area with such close proximity to the shore, to the beaches, to the mountains, that those destinations are within a one tank trip, if you will.
Tidwell says booking a hotel that includes free breakfast could save you hundreds when vacationing with children.
Food truck vendors in North Philadelphia are joining forces after several of their trucks were towed away by the parking authority. This comes after a new ordinance from city council pushed some of the trucks to close early. The newly formed Latino Food Truck Association is fighting back against what they say feels like an attack from local officials. KYW's Sonny Morgan has more on that one.
Frank Francisco Rosario, the president of the Latino Food Truck Association, says at least 9 trucks from the association have been seized, despite some of them having updated paperwork.
There's a truck specifically that has the registration, the insurance, has all the paperwork. So we have no idea why they took it yesterday. It seems like they were told, just go and take all the food trucks that you can.
Rosario, who started the organization about a month ago, says the organization formed out of frustration due to the enforcement of an ordinance introduced by Councilwoman Ketsi Lozada. The ordinance, introduced last May in City Council, says commercial businesses in the 7th District, including food establishments, have to be closed between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. According to Councilwoman Lozada's office, all the food trucks towed last week violated either licenses and inspections or were illegally operating. They say one of them went unregistered for 5 years. The spokesperson for Lozada's office says they were not involved in the operation of shutting down the trucks, and it was not a direct product of the curfew bill. They say their office is open to helping any business become compliant with law and city code.
And that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.